In this bulletin, bushfires destroy properties across the country, Hong Kong police clash with anti-China protesters, and in golf, Adam Scott wins the Australian PGA Championships. The latest SBS News, I'm Peggy Giacomelos. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has defended his government's response to the bushfire crisis amid calls for greater climate action. Mr Morrison has acknowledged climate change may be affecting the severity of fires, but believes stopping coal mining or setting stricter emissions targets won't have an impact on global warming. The government also stressed there are other key factors contributing to the fires, including poor land management and hazard reduction policy, areas which will be investigated once the season ends. Morrison says it isn't the time to talk about climate change when so many people remain at risk from fires.
It's time to be kind to each other. This is not a time for division. It's not a time for argument. It's not a time for partisanship. It's not a time for point scoring. It's a time to support people who have a very important job to do, to give them the space and the time, to give them the support they need. Australians, we've got to rally together. The time for argument is not now.
And New South Wales fire authorities are concerned 100 more buildings have been destroyed across the state. The New South Wales Rural Fire Service report most of the destruction is from the Gospers Mountain, Greenwattle Creek and Carowan bushfires. Meanwhile, many Balmoral residents are in shock with 20 properties destroyed over the weekend. Local Marie Hurley says the speed at which the fire moved is like nothing she had seen before.
It came so fast, it was overwhelming how fast it came over. It just rushed to the front of the property. It just took over all the trees. It crowned all the trees and then it went across the road. The railway line was all lit up like napalm. It was just daylight, so bright you've never seen it. And then with the wind just whirling, all the embers started flying over here and everything's so dry, so dead, it didn't take much for everything to just spark up and start.
South Australian Premier Steve Marshall says 72 Adelaide Hills properties have been destroyed in the Cuddly Creek fire. Over 400 outbuildings and 200 vehicles were also destroyed by the fire. About 3,000 Adelaide Hills properties remain without power, while smoke from the bushfires has dropped the city's air quality rating. The Environment Protection Authority says air quality readings are improving, but parts of the hills and metropolitan area remain affected. Moving overseas, an Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi is defending the new citizenship law legislation, which has sparked large protests across the country. Mr Modi says the Citizenship Amendment Act is designed to help improve the future of people who have been exploited and are from minority groups. However, critics argue the law discriminates against Muslims and undermines the country's secular constitution. Mr Modi has dismissed the criticisms and says misinformation is being spread.
The Muslims who were born on Indian soil or whose ancestors are children of Mother India, brothers and sisters, they have nothing to do with citizenship law or the NRC. Neither the Muslims are being sent to any detention centres, nor are there any detention centres. Brothers and sisters, this is a white lie.
In golf, for the first time in almost 4 years, Australian golfer Adam Scott has won a golf tournament. The golfing great was victorious in the Australian PGA Championships, winning by 2 shots. It's the second time Scott has won the championship. Speaking to tournament organisers European Tour, Scott says he's proud of his victory.
There was opportunities for everyone and I was the one who took them today, so I'm stoked with this. This has been a long time coming, but I'm really happy to win another PGA here.
And now a look at the weather for today. Mostly sunny in Perth and 30, much the same in Adelaide, 33. Partly cloudy in Melbourne, 23. Also partly cloudy in Hobart and 21. Smoky for Canberra, 34. Partly cloudy in Wollongong, 23. Sydney, cloudy and 25. Much the same for Newcastle, 24. Similar conditions for Brisbane, 31. A shower or two for Cairns and 32. And a possible shower or storm for Darwin, 35 degrees. I'm Peggy Giacomelos. This is SBS News.